Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-0.com. I am Fugit. That stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. Today, guys, let's talk cardio. Let's talk all of the evolution of what kind of cardio should I do to help burn the most amount of fat, right? I mean, you've seen everything from, you know, the era of jogging. You know, and you need to jog. And then some people had bad knees, some people couldn't do it, right? You got into the aerobics craze. You know, we had all kinds of different things have come down the line, and everything having research and evidence that its version of cardiovascular exercise is superior to what the former generation or the last great book or fitness article or whatnot has touted as the best. And believe me, I've spent thousands of dollars over the years on new programs, seminars, all kinds of stuff, right? I've talked about how high intensity intervals was completely superior to steady state, lower heart rate cardio over a long duration, right? We've had our Tabatas, we've had, you know, just train, you know, with weights in a way that you would do cardio where your heart rate stays elevated and you just, you know, reduce your rest periods so that you burn the most amount of calories, all these things. And the answer always goes back to, okay, which is superior? The answer is it depends. So it's going to depend on your age, what you're able to do, what you're trying to achieve. I say try to, first off, do the thing that you'll do on a regular basis, because whether it has to do with your diet, your exercise, whatever it is, if it's not like something that you love to do, something that you're not, it's not like pulling teeth to get you to do, then you're going to do it regularly. And that's really the name of the game, is consistency, is doing it. So if you can find those things, the forms of exercise, even the types of diets that you can live with and that you can do on a regular basis where there's not going to be anything that comes in the way of you actually just getting work done or eating the right meals, the right ratios of protein, carbs, fat, whatever it is, that's what you need to stick with, because that's what's going to work. Whatever the diet is, whatever the cardiovascular is, exercise is, it needs to be done on a regular basis. It needs to be done consistently. That's the way you're going to see results. And it takes patience, because at the end of the day, you're not going to see a result the next day. You know, you're going to struggle a little bit. You're going to take, it's going to take a little time, you know, especially dependent on where you are in your current state of health, right? Your current fitness level. How much body fat are you holding on to? What age are you starting at? Have you ever worked out? There's so many factors involved. And, you know, there's simplified programs that just make it easy. There's intuitive programs, meaning, you know, what makes sense to you, assuming that you have some kind of base level of knowledge of health and nutrition. So there's a lot of ways to tackle this. There's a lot of ways to look at it. And the most recent research I've been reading is showing once again that with cardio exercise, that there is nothing that's really magical or special in doing short bursts with recovery versus a long, slow, steady state. So if you don't have the knees, or maybe you've got a heart condition, or, you know, other issues that prevent you from going high intensity, where, you know, you get your workout done in a very short period of time, and you actually enjoy maybe a long walk or a bike ride, or getting on the rowing machine and doing that for, you know, an extended period of time, whatever it is. If you can do it all, then do it all. You know, do some rowing, do some step mill, you know, go out and run, whatever it is that you like to do, then do it. You know, some people don't like the long, slow, steady, and, you know, they're almost like cardio ADD, where, you know, I've had clients over the years that will jump on the step mill for 5-10 minutes, run for 5-10 minutes, bike for 5-10, you know, and then have like 4 to maybe 6 different versions of cardio, and they'll knock out several minutes at each one. Before you know it, they're 45 minutes to an hour in and have burned a significant amount of calories. And long term, it's probably best to cross train as much as you can and do a lot of different things. Train the bodies with different stressors, whether it's bands, body weight, machines, dumbbells, kettlebells, barbells, what have you. And, you know, the more you mix those things up, the less stress you're potentially putting on joints or muscles. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with mixing it all up, but I think, you know, in our human frailty, we tend to look for the best, the superior. You know, it's funny, if you put two different fat burners on a shelf and one says extreme or advanced fat burning, and one is just, you know, a normal fat burner that doesn't have any like catchy marketing words on it, most people will grab the extreme. And it's funny because everybody feels like they're advanced or they want it yesterday. You know, they want it faster. And, you know, you could tell people, you know, here's a good, you know, basic supplement list for good health. You know, here, take your fish oil, your multivitamin mineral, maybe a CoQ10 or a vitamin D3 or something along those lines, maybe a probiotic. But, you know, people will do that. The people that do it very regularly every day. And those that don't do it will talk about doing it or what do I need, but then they're tempted by the fat burner, you know, that shows the before and after. And, you know, these results aren't typical in small print underneath. So it's always fascinating to me, you know, the people that are making those decisions to market health and fitness to you are no dummies, and they understand human behavior, human psychology, and what's going to get you to make that emotional purchase so that, you know, they can profit from you, obviously, right? I mean, have you ever bought into a program, whether it would be a P90X or like fat burning coffee or, you know, supplements, and you use them for a period of time, and yet you're still looking for that next holy grail of fitness, right? Well, I've seen it cycle, and there's trainers and fitness enthusiasts older than me that have seen everything go full circle. And as soon as it gets stale, they go back to a previous one because that generation perhaps didn't see that diet or that little, you know, spin on it. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open, learn the history of this stuff, especially if you're frustrated with it. And, it's going to stop you from making mistakes and hopefully learning a lot about your body. I always encourage people, try a little bit of everything and see what you like a kid, right? They might play baseball one summer, and then they next year they want to play basketball or soccer, or they want to join the band, and they realize they don't like that. Let them, you know, just like a kid, you know, have childlike wonder and play with stuff and figure it out. And you're going to find your groove and what works best for your body. And, you know, you go from there. So it's like a golf game, right? Somebody who plays golf, they never master the game, but they keep going back. You know, they spend a lot of money on clubs, memberships, lessons, and all that. It's because it's like, I can't quite get this. And there's always something else to learn. So look at your health and fitness like that as well, and not a start to end or before and after picture, because there's transitions and there's a lot that, you know, goes into when and why your body transitions or why you didn't lose a pound this week or that week. But your body changes. It really does when you're eating better and you're exercising regularly. Like, share, subscribe.